Welcome to AttorneyBusters.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is Gene 40, and this is AttorneyBusters.com, broadcasting on KRLA 870 AM Smart Talk out of Los Angeles. For my first-time listeners, I am not an attorney. I don't provide you any legal advice or legal opinions. The information that I'm going to share with you during this next hour has actually happened. It is a true story, but the names are not going to be changed. Because once the names are changed, the guilty parties that are doing these crimes against us citizens will be let go. And that is not going to happen. The reason why AttorneyBusters.com was created was to send out a flare across our nation to let other individuals know that if they've had problems, if you have had problems with corrupt judicial officers, that being corrupt attorneys, corrupt public officials, corrupt judges, district attorneys, there is some place you can turn to. You can call us at AttorneyBusters.com, and you can tell us your story. But we only want well-documented stories of substance. It is because from those stories, we are building a basis for a lawsuit against the American judicial system in our country as it sits today. As it is today, it is nothing but a farce and a scam. Do not believe the programs that you listen to and you watch called Law and Order and all these propagandas put out by our country to us trying to tell us that everything is fine. It is not. And across this next hour, I'm going to be playing actual recordings showing beyond a doubt that I can prove that police officers in Morgan Hill, California are obstructing justice. I can show you that the San Martin District Attorney's Office is involved in an obstruction of justice. I can show and I can prove to you that the Insurance Commission of California, going right up to Mr. John Garamendi's office, is involved in obstruction of justice. To the point that this week I was frisked by police officers as I went for a meeting with the district attorneys in the area of Morgan Hill. What did I do that was so wrong there? I was insisting that the meeting be tape recorded, and I had a tape recorder with me. But the DA did not want that recording to take place. And I'm going to play for you the encounter that I had with five police officers and my wife that ended up with my groin being grabbed, myself being pat searched, and the officers whooping and clapping their hands and whistling and denigrating me, trying to humiliate me. Why? Because the tapes that you are going to be hearing played on this station today and during this next hour will show you clearly that there is obstruction of justice taking place because I am pushing the envelope forward for all Americans out there today to show what happens when you try to have a grievance addressed that has been done to you by a public official. Our First Amendment has gone into the trash can, and these corrupt, unscrupulous scums of the earth, being these officials that are sworn to protect us, are actually using the laws against us. But before I left to go to this meeting with this Deputy DA Mesman, I left this message for Agent Merkel of the FBI.
Agent Merkel, this is Gene 40 calling, as you know, from AttorneyBusters.com. You hear the beeping going on, simply notifying you and letting you know that the call has been recorded. Agent Merkel, I called and left a message for you yesterday, and I realize that you're still probably out in Texas, but I'm calling today on a continuation of the matter, but of this Kathleen Harris that I talked to a few weeks ago. That Kathleen Harris is the with the Insurance Commission of California that had filed a false police report against me and with the Morgan Hill Police Department. I'm going today, right now, in the next hour and a half, to meet with a deputy DA over at Morgan Hill area by the name of Robert Mesman. The reason why I'm leaving this message for you is that I'm going to be taking a recorder over there and requesting for Mr. Mesman to allow to have this interview done with me, tape recorded, because long story short, is this Officer David Ray from the Morgan Hill Police Department had stated that he had talked to this Mesman concerning the police report I filed against this Kathleen Harris for filing a false police report against me, and he said that he had spoke to Mesman and that the DAs decided that it could not go forward. However, when I talked to Mr. Mesman today, Mr. Mesman told me that he didn't know anything of this matter of this Kathleen Harris or this Officer David Ray in the context concerning this police report. So I truly do not know who is lying to me, either Officer Ray is or this Deputy DA Robert Mesman is, and I want to make sure, as I told you about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, there was something that was going to be taking place when they tried to file this police report because it was essentially trying to cover up their investigation of the attorneys here in Monterey that were involved in filing a fraudulent insurance claim with USAA Insurance Company, which all draws back and stems back to the issue of Judge Robert O'Farrell, Judge Richard Silver here in Monterey, the Horan Law Firm, and the Fenton Keller Law Firm involved in suborning perjury and hiding documents in the case of Forty versus Powell. So again, Agent Merkel, I look forward to you coming back and being back so we can meet and I can play for you these CDs and these conversations, and you're going to find that there is a tremendous thing taking place here that I need your protection and help with, and that is the summation of this message. Please give me a call when you have the opportunity. 831-484-7516. I was not calling today because you did not call me from yesterday. I realize you probably would not be in the office, but I was calling you because of this recent development and my trip now to Mr. Mesman's office. And if he refuses to be recorded, then I'm going to not continue the interview with him because there's too much danger here for myself and my family. Thank you very much, Agent. I will talk to you later. Again, it's Gene 40, attorneybusters.com, the radio program. Goodbye, sir.
I started my program, attorneybusters.com, a year ago in Monterey, California, because I encountered some good old boy judges and attorneys here that I swore that I would hold accountable and show to the public that they were nothing but a bunch of swindlers and cons. My case was not involving myself being a criminal defendant. I was a plaintiff in a real estate action. But as I grew my program, and the program came to Los Angeles on KRLA 870 AM Smart Talk, I started to receive dozens and dozens of phone calls from all across the country of people telling me about the similar problems they had. The difference was, though, I had the ability to get up on this radio station and start telling people about what was happening. And I put my life at risk, knowing that as I got this information gathered, that these individuals would become more and more scared and frightened about the danger that I was going to be bringing to them of exposing them. Because as a public, as you get to realize that it is not just me, that this can happen to you. It will happen to you. Many of you listening to this program has had it happen to you, being threatened and intimidated to the point that you were scared to tell anybody about what had been done to you. I'm not intimidated, and I am not backing down. This program today is going to show clearly how police officers, at the directions of the district attorneys, tried to silence me. My wife was with me, and after this encounter with these police officers, my wife was extremely scared. She feared for her life. She feared for my life. I dare these individuals to try to harm me. I dare them to try to kill me. Step up, fellas, if you want to take a shot at that. I guarantee you that the public will rise up against you and take you out on the streets. And that is where our justice system is going right now, We cannot expect justice from our courts, and this program that I'm doing today, I'm making several copies of it. And I'm going to send it directly to the head officials of our states and to our police departments. So there is nothing that they can say is what they would call plausible denial. Do you know what plausible denial is? If they turned their backs on a situation and say they didn't know it was happening, then they can say that was the reason why they simply didn't take any action to defend my rights. It is not going to happen here. A number of the individuals that I'm going to be sending this program to are going to include Gray Davis, the governor of the state of California, Mr. John Garamendi, the insurance commissioner of California, especially Mr. John Garamendi, because his office is complicit inside of a cover-up of a crime committed by one of his criminal investigators, Kathleen Harris, who filed a false police report against me because I was trying to find out what had happened to the investigation that she was conducting against a group of high-powered attorneys out of Monterey, California, that had filed a fraudulent insurance claim. The Morgan Hill Police Department chief is going to be getting one of these CDs. And chief, I demand that you resign either immediately or go on leave. Call in the Internal Bureau of Investigations because you, Chief Galvin, are a disgrace to any man that wears a uniform that has dignity. And there are good police officers out there, but their lives are being put in danger right now by corrupt officials such as this police department in Morgan Hill that are doing things that are outrageous. They cause everyone then not to trust policemen. We're sending a copy of this program to the Santa Clara District Attorney, Mr. George Kennedy. He is the one that is in charge of two individuals, Mr. Robert Mesman, and you'll be hearing about him later, and another DA who did not want to be named. We're going to send a copy of this program to the Department of Justice, also to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Agent Merkel in the Monterey office. We're going to send this to the Wisconsin District Attorney, Sandy Williams, who knows that her county attorney, Dennis Keneally, hid documents and removed documents from a court of clerk files, which caused a man, Mr. Stephen Magritz, to try to have this addressed, but instead he was declared a paper terrorist by James Doyle, who is now the governor of the state of Wisconsin, declared him a paper terrorist and put him in jail for 5 years. Why? Because that man had information proving that a corrupt county official had committed a crime against him. We're going to send a copy of his program to the Osaukee, Wisconsin County Board of Supervisors, whose head of is Mr. Sandy Gus Worth, who conducted what he called a verbal investigation, and who also intimated and threatened to have my license taken away from me and the radio station KRLA's license suspended. I'm going to send a copy of the program to the presiding judge of the Osaukee County Superior Court, Judge McCormick. I'm going to send a copy of it to the American Bar Association, to Mr. Steve Cooley, the district attorney for Los Angeles, who knows that his department and one of his individuals there was involved in dismissing a case against a Mr. Gustavo E. San Jose, an attorney for the State Compensation Insurance Fund, after a grand jury indicted him for filing false and fraudulent documents. The USA Patriot Act is being used against us citizens by corrupt officials. I am going to send a copy of this program to all major media outlets, to the state Supreme Court, and to everyone that will listen to this story. It's so important because it involves each one of you out there. I am putting myself in harm's way in order to prove that the main problem we have of our justice system today is that if you have a problem with a corrupt attorney, you cannot get that addressed. When you try to address it, you, the victim, automatically becomes the accused, to the point where they will eventually have you spread eagle against a wall because you simply wanted to make sure that the meeting was tape recorded for your own protection. That is how far they will take it. This cannot be allowed to happen. And I will tell you further that what I am doing in the Wisconsin case that has been exposing the corrupt officials there, and what I'm doing in exposing Mr. John Garamendi's offices, the insurance commissioners, of being complicit in obstruction of justice, and what I'm doing exposing the DA's departments and the local judicial community here in Monterey of being nothing but a bunch of thieving bastards, is why they want to see me dead. It is not going to happen. And if we do not see these stories in the newspapers, then you know what? We might as well all just simply pack up our bags and go and live in Iraq, because we might be able to get better justice there. At least they will torture you and kill you and finally put you out of your misery. Don't let our children grow up thinking that everything is fine in this country, because it is not. I was born here in this country. I am a believer in the American system, and I am disgusted with the way that these judicial officers, these lawyers, this American Bar Association, what these people have done to our country. I will also be sending a copy of this program to George W. Bush, our president, and tell him that we need direct intervention from Washington right now, because we are not getting any justice at all here in California. I have been disclosing on my program many stories backed up by actual tape-recorded conversations showing that public officials in Wisconsin, members of the State Bar of California, are covering up crimes. We need his help. Let me move right into our program of how this started with Kathleen Harris. Kathleen Harris, an insurance investigator for the Department of the Insurance Commission of California, filed a false police report against me, saying that I had intimated that I could find out where she lived, her home address, and where her children went to school at. And I had a phone call from a officer, David Ray, of the Morgan Hill Police Department. And after I provided him copies of the recorded conversations I had, he determined, of course, there were no threats of any such nature made, not even close. Then I pursued filing a police report against Kathleen Harris for filing a false police report. This is where the story gets bizarre. Because now Officer David Ray states, well, he really didn't contact me because it was threatening calls. It was because they were harassing calls. He is a liar. Let me play a portion of the phone conversation that I had with Officer David Ray, where Officer David Ray first tells me that he did not speak to the district attorney's offices in San Martin.
Or you can contact the district attorney's office.
Okay, who's the person at the DA's office, please?
But, you know, in all honesty, I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly who to speak with.
Oh, well, you said you spoke to somebody at the DA's office already.
I'm sorry?
You had told me that a couple of weeks ago when we
I told you I was going to speak to somebody at the DA's office. That's correct.
Did you catch that pause? Let me now play for you a clip of a conversation that took place 2 weeks before the one that you just heard.
Well,
and in all honesty, I've spoken with our district attorney, and they don't see that it meets it either.
I could say that was lie one. However, I'm sure there's like a whole ton of other ones before that one. Let's go further with Officer Ray about who he spoke to at the DA's office.
Did you speak to someone at the DA's office or not? Because this is what you told me before, but
yes,
you did.
I did. I told you that.
Okay, who was that?
At the time, I did not tell you that I had spoken. I told you I was going to speak to.
Let's make this point clear. Officer Ray wants to emphasize that what he told me was, no, I didn't tell you that I spoke to the DAs. I told you that I was going to speak to the DAs. Not so. Let's listen to that clip again from 2 weeks ago.
Well,
and in all honesty, I've spoken with our district attorney, and they don't see that it meets it either.
Now, why is Officer Ray so concerned about letting me know when he spoke to this DA or not? let me play another portion of that clip from a couple of weeks ago regarding his contact with the DA's department.
I said to you, I've spoken to the DA on both sides of this issue. The district attorney does not feel that prosecution is warranted against you nor against her. That's per the district attorney's office. I am not the person that decides what happens here.
Who is it?
All I am is the finder of fact.
Who is the district attorney that made this finding of fact regarding my not having validations to proceed against her? You haven't even seen anything.
It's because they want to cover up the DA whitewashing this thing already. Back to the conversation with Officer Ray.
Who is that person?
You know, I don't know their first name. Their last name is Messman.
Messman?
And I have no idea how to spell it.
Okay.
It's a new DA here, and unfortunately, I don't have a lot of dealings with this person.
This is a message I left for Mr. Messman on March the 9th.
You reached Deputy District Attorney Robert Messman in the Santa Clara County DA's office, South County facility. I'm either away from my desk or on my line, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If you're calling about a particular case, please leave the defendant's full name and docket number.
Yes, hello, Mr. Messman. My name is Gene 40, and I'm calling you from my radio program called AttorneyBusters.com. You're going to be hearing a beeping going on that simply indicates that all my phone calls are recorded, just as this message is being recorded to you. I'm calling specifically, Mr. Messman, regarding an incident concerning Mrs. Kathleen Harris, who is a criminal investigator with the Insurance Commission located in Morgan Hill. I understand, and I was informed by Mr. Officer David Ray from the Morgan Hill Police Department, that he had conversations with you where concerning the police report that I filed against Mrs. Harris concerning her filing a fraudulent and false police report against me. I was told by Officer Ray that apparently you had a conversation with him prior to receiving any information concerning the complaint that I have against Mrs. Kathleen Harris and determined that you would not be proceeding against a prosecution of Ms. Kathleen Harris. I request that you give me a call back, please. My telephone number is 831-484-7516 to explain to me how you came to that conclusion regarding your not proceeding against Ms. Kathleen Harris when you had not received any information or didn't see any of the evidence that I have to show that, one, I did not make any threatening or harassing phone calls against Ms. Harris. We have the optical discs that certainly show that. We presented the telephone bills that show our phone calls to Ms. Harris, and we simply need to have some answers here because I am going to be exposing and talking about this scenario that's taking place right now regarding Ms. Kathleen Harris being able to file a intentionally false police report in order to harass and intimidate me when I'm trying to seek information on a case she was supposedly investigating. Again, please give me a call. The number is 831-484-7516. Thank you, Mr. Messman. Goodbye.
When we come back, we're going to play the recordings of police intimidation by the deputy sheriffs of Santa Clara County at the direction and hands of a district attorney's of Santa Clara. We are going to be watching them. This is the police at AttorneyBusters.com. You take every move you make. Welcome back to AttorneyBusters.com. This is Gene 40 on KRLA. Last week, both Officer Ray and Chief Galvin from the Morgan Hill Police Department told me that both of those police reports were dead. And I said, I understand why her report against me is gone, but my report against her? Absolutely not. I want to proceed because I know that we have evidence to show what she did. Let me play for you a clip with Chief Galvin.
And I can't make this determination for the district attorney, but I would suspect that they will probably not file in either one of these cases. We have a lot of cases that are much more important of a higher degree, violent crimes, that sort of thing. This is a he said, she said sort of a situation. Apparently she felt threatened by your phone calls, justified or not, I don't know. But she contacted us. You think that it was a false report. I understand why you would think that, and that you don't think you were threatening her. She does. She felt intimidated by your calls. I don't know how to resolve this any more than we've taken our reports and we can file them with the district attorney, and they can do what they choose to do. And that would be the same thing that I would tell Ms. Harris.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, Chief Galvin of the Morgan Hill Police Department. He would just send it over to the DAs, and the DAs can decide what they want to do. That's what he told me on April the 9th. Remember, Kathleen Harris, the insurance investigator for the Insurance Commission of California, who directly works for John Garamendi, files a false police report against me saying that I had intimated that I could find out where her children went to school at and where her home address was. I then provide the conversations showing it was an outright lie. Let me show you what a liar Sergeant Brazil makes of Chief Galvin on April 15th.
Sergeant Brazil.
Sergeant Brazil, this is Gene 40 calling from Attorney Busters. Hi, how are you doing?
Very good.
Good. You're going to be hearing the beeping going on. I feel very, cautious about this situation. I need to try to get some clarification here, please.
Okay.
I had spoken to Officer David Ray, this was like last week, and Officer David Ray told me that they weren't going to be going forward regarding my police report or complaint against Kathleen Harris. And he had also told me that they were not going to be going forward regarding the police report or complaint by Kathleen Harris against me for what ranged from threatening phone calls to harass and annoying, depending upon if he spoke to Officer Ray or to Captain Galvin.
Okay.
Now, I got a phone call, and they said that the police reports would be available, and I had put in a request for this, I think it was last week or the week before. I got a phone call from Kelly of your department yesterday.
Great.
And she tells me that the police report of the one of mine against Kathleen Harris has been determined that it's unfounded and it's been closed, and I can get a copy of that report. But the police report of Kathleen Harris against me, I cannot get a copy of because I am still a suspect inside of the case. And it's being forwarded to the FCC. Could you explain that to me, please?
Let me reference the case. I believe it's
Case number 030940.
All right, give me a second here.
As if this is not being kept in his top right-hand drawer of his desk.
That is correct.
How does this happen? What am I being charged with that it goes to the FCC?
Well, you're not being charged with anything from this department. It just says here under additional information, please forward a copy of this report to the FCC for investigation of non-consensual recordings that were played by you on your radio program.
By who?
By you.
Recordings of who?
It doesn't say here.
But who made that request?
Officer Ray, as part of his report. I imagine that he wants the FCC to review this report to see if there are any FCC violations. If there were any FCC violations, then it'll be up to them to charge you with that and let you know that, but it wouldn't be through this department.
Well, wait a second, old Sergeant Brazil. Sounds like old Deputy Dog. I'm saying, but who is he saying is the complainant? Let's go a little farther.
But how does this happen from Kathleen Harris files a false police report, and that's specifically what it was. It then goes to you, and now instead of me being able to get a copy of the police report, your department has decided to send it to the FCC. Was that based upon Kathleen Harris's request?
That is a part of Officer Ray's report.
Well,
and the only reason I'm a part of it is because I reviewed the report and approved it as a supervisor.
In other words, I'm trying to get my ass out of this as quickly as I can.
So you approved to have it sent to the FCC?
I approved his report. I didn't see anything wrong with his report, so it was approved, yes.
Well, but I mean, no, what I'm saying is, would you be the one to approve him forwarding this to the FCC?
Yeah, if I approve a report and it appears that there may be some a violation of some federal code, and we feel that we should forward it to that authority to see if they want to do anything about it, then yeah, I approve it. And
but
that's what happened in this case.
But a violation of federal code against who? Who was being violated here?
Okay, well, again, you know, I'm not going to go through this entire report with you.
Because I got no excuse for what I'm doing, and my God, I'm being recorded. What can I do? I got to run away. I'm laughing about this a little bit, but that doesn't take away the main fact that this week I felt that my life was threatened. And more importantly, my wife was with me, and I felt that her life was threatened. If these Gestapo thugs, once they killed me, they'd have to have shot and killed my wife also. And I do not put it beyond Deputy Dog Dotton and Deputy Dog Murphy. That's right, boys. I told you to listen to the program this weekend, you arrogant bastards. Back to Sergeant Brazil. Don't forget this guy.
But Officer Ray requested that this whole incident be forwarded to the FCC. And because we're not specialists in FCC rules and regulations, so they're going to review it. And I believe if they feel that there is a violation by you against anybody for playing recordings of conversations non-consensually, then they, you know, could charge you with that. If they choose not to charge you with that, then all the better, and everyone goes about their lives. But
they're trying to say, hey, don't worry, man. If this doesn't happen, you don't got to worry about it. Don't ever try to intimidate us. I am a member of the Fourth Estate. The Fourth Estate allows me the ability to play these conversations and let you know what is going on, because it can happen to you. If they have a problem with these conversations being on my program, then I want them to take me into the courtroom. Let's play all of these conversations I have, and they better have an awful lot of handcuffs there. We're going to be arresting members of the Monterey DA's department, the Morgan Hill District Attorneys, the Morgan Hill Police Department. We've got such a list of people here, they're not going to have enough jail cells for them. Let me go on with this, Sergeant Brazil.
You know, we just forwarded it to their office.
Wait, no, excuse me. Who is stating that there was a non-consensual recording, and who is stating that this had taken place against him? I believe that's my specific question.
Okay, well,
do you have an answer to that question?
Well, I'm reading this report, okay? You're not allowed to get a copy of this report because you're listed as a suspect, okay?
Correct. And
so I'm not going to go over the details of the report over the phone with you.
He's a liar. The reason why he doesn't want me to have a copy of that police report, because that police report will take Kathleen Harris and hang her up by her toes and put her probably 3 years in state prison. That's what they know. But one great thing about this is she's going to have company. Officer David Ray, Chief Galvin, and also Mr. Robert Mesman, the DA. And it doesn't stop there, because it goes on up to Dale Banda, the Bureau Chief of the California Insurance Commission, for Mr. John Garamendi. Also, Catherine Schultz of the Insurance Commission. The list goes on. This is no joke, folks. This is really happening. This is true, and it can happen to you. I called Mr. Robert Mesman since I had not heard back from him.
Robert Mesman.
Mr. Mesman, this is Gene 40 calling from attorneybusters.com.
Okay, sir, first of all, I'm uncomfortable with you recording our conversation.
And why is...
All.
Okay, excuse
I've
me.
Got your message, and I don't know what you're talking about. I have no recollection or knowledge of what you were referring to.
Wait, hold it a second. Why is it that Mr. Mesman says he got my message, but the very first thing he says is, well, I'm uncomfortable having my phone call recorded? Continuing.
Why are you not comfortable with the call being recorded?
I'm not sure why you need to record it. I have no recollection or knowledge of what you were referring to.
Wait a second. Did you just hear Mr. Mesman say he had no knowledge or did not know anything that I was talking about? concerning Kathleen Harris and Officer David Ray? Didn't David Ray say he spoke to Mr. Mesman?
Why are you not comfortable with the call being recorded?
I'm not sure why you need to record a telephone call.
Well, I'll tell you specifically, is that Mrs. Kathleen Harris filed a police...
If you come in and meet with me in person about this, I'm happy to do that.
You notice how he tries to talk over me because he doesn't want me to say anything on record? Do you catch that?
It sounds like you're talking about serious allegations here. I have no knowledge of what you're referring to, but if you'd like to come in, we can talk about it. You can bring whatever documents and information you have.
Wait a second again. He says he has no knowledge or any information about what I was talking about, but they were serious allegations. Think about this for one moment. Mr. Robert Mesman, an assistant DA, gets a phone message from me. It is a detailed message. It tells him, Kathleen Harris, Officer David Ray, false police report, all the details in it. But he then again states to us that he does not have any knowledge about anything that I am talking about. Is he stupid or is he a liar? He is a liar, but let's give him the benefit of a doubt still. Continuing.
I'll be happy to sit down with you and talk to you in person about this.
Are you familiar with Officer Ray by chance, Mr. Mesman?
I am familiar with Officer Ray as a member of the Morgan Hill Police Department. Like I said, if you'd like to come in and talk about it in person, I'm happy to do that with you.
All right, when can we do that today, please?
Sure. I'm here all day. I'll be in court for a little bit this afternoon, but you're welcome to come by anytime later in the afternoon or later this morning.
All right, and when I see you, I will explain to you exactly why the conversation was recorded, and I think you'll understand why then, okay?
All right, so now you heard Mr. Mesman say, come on down to my office. We set a time that I'm going to see him between 2:30 and 3 o'clock. And you also notice that he's saying, bring all the information down with you. I want to talk to you about this. Right. We're now inside the DA's office at a conference table. Mr. Mesman, myself, and my wife, Eileen.
Is there a reason why you're not comfortable with this recording being made?
Like I said, I'm not comfortable with that. Sir, I'm letting you know. Turn that off because I don't want this conversation.
This conversation recorded specifically because Kathleen Harris filed a false police report accusing me of harassing her in a non-recorded telephone conversation. And this is the substance of this entire problem.
Okay, so if you want me to respond, please turn the recorder off. Otherwise, I'm
going to... Your superior in here, please.
Sure. Turn the recorder off.
I will not.
I tell him, get your superior in here. I'm not going to close off the recorder. He goes, well, close off the recorder. I said, I am not. Get your superior in here, bub. Get your superior in here, Mr. Mesman. Now, during this time, my wife and I are sitting there waiting, and we hear these secretaries in the background. There's one of them now. This is an open environment. There's no privacy expected inside this office, and you can record a conversation in an office like this. Now, here comes this guy, and you'll see. When he comes up to the table, I introduce myself, ask him who he is. He just stares at me, doesn't give me his name. But he slams this book down on the table, and you'll hear this slam. We're going to cut out some of the gaps of time here and get to this, because we had to wait about 5 minutes for this deal.
Hi, my name is Gene 40, and my wife, Eileen.
Okay, first off, you need to sign in to be...
I was not told to sign in.
Okay,
my
are you recording
here? Yes, I am.
Okay, first off, I'd like you to read...
Do you hear that slam? Well, first of all, he says, you didn't sign in. I go, pardon me. I wasn't asked to be signed in. Let me go on with the conversation.
And what is that?
That indicates you're violating the law right now.
I'm requesting that this recording be made for my own... I'm requesting that this recording be done for my own protection. Are you planning to have me arrested for this? Are you planning to have me arrested for this? You realize I do a radio program. I am a reporter. And you're saying you're threatening to have me arrested under this penal code. Is that correct? Is that correct, sir?
Not answering me.
I'm a reporter with the... I am doing a report. I am here. I have tape recordings right here that say that I want to have this recorded because I am being threatened.
I'm going to ask that you leave the office and get into the reception area, and we'll continue our conversation.
I will do that. But however, I will want to state first of all on record, I was not told by the receptionist that I had to sign in here. I was requested to come in here by Mr. Robert Mesman. Is that correct, Mr. Mesman?
Sir, I'm going to ask that you return to the
reception. You gentlemen are making this extremely difficult, and this will be played on the radio program this weekend on KRLA 870 AM Smart Talk. Your name again was?
Sir, we will continue our conversation once you return. to the reception area.
Liar.
Are you saying that I came in here forcibly, sir?
Absolutely not.
Thank you very much. And Eileen is present during this entire period. Correct, Eileen?
I have not consented to this recording. Perhaps you should talk to your counsel about the penal code.
Perhaps you should go ahead and investigate how it was told to me by Mr. Mesmer that he has not spoken to Officer Ray, and Officer Ray has told me that he spoke to Mr. Mesmer at the DA's office about the criminal investigation of Kathleen Harris with the Insurance Commission. Hi, Officer.
How are you?
Fine. Name is Gene 40.
Beautiful. Nice to see you. What's going on?
Don't want to shake my hand. What is your name, sir?
Deputy, this gentleman continues to record our conversation.
Okay.
You have not consented to the conversation.
No, that's good.
We'd be happy to meet with him and to talk with him under the normal standards and procedures. If you'd like to talk to us, we'd be happy to talk to him.
I am a reporter.
My name is
Deputy
John.
Excuse me.
And my name is Gene.
Excuse me, let me finish, sir.
You want to step outside?
My name is Gene Forty. I'm a reporter
building.
With the Fourth Estate.
Beautiful.
I am doing
step
a media
outside.
Program. Excuse me, sir.
Step outside.
For what? Now we have three sheriffs here with my wife present.
Come on,
and please don't put your hand on me.
Sir,
I'm stepping
really
out of this here.
You by the arm.
Go ahead.
There. Now, see, we're out here in the public now. That means you can record all you want. But inside these people's building, they have to give you permission.
They do not, by the way. And he kept on seeing how he was saying, oh, beautiful, beautiful. This guy was winking and smirking while he was telling me these things. Officer Deputy Dog Dot.
Excuse me. You know, officer, I've got to keep this recording going. Let me give you the entire update on what's taking place here.
Sir, I don't care what's taking place. The people inside there said they didn't want you recording them inside. They said they will meet with you and have a conversation with you.
I refuse to meet with them without a recording being taken because there was a false police report filed against me by Kathleen Harris of the Insurance Commission.
Okay.
Of which we went to the Morgan Hill Police Department.
Beautiful.
Of which...
Sir.
I'm listening. Keep talking.
Sir. What's your name?
Gene 40.
Gene. Can I call you Gene?
Yes, sir.
Can you take your hands out of your pocket for me, please?
Would you like me to get up against one? If you don't, can
you
search
know
me right
is.
Now.
Thank
go
you.
Right
I
ahead.
Think I'll do that.
Go right
weapons?
Ahead.
Do you have any weapons or?
Absolutely not. They are now going ahead and searching me. Ask me if I have contact.
Right?
I do not, officer.
Okay. Once I confirm that, I'll.
There, you grab my groin. Checking my belt, my suit, my pockets. Ask me if I have contraband on me. The other officer is now also doing the same thing. This is going to be played on KRLA 870 AM Smart Talk this weekend on AttorneyBusters.com radio program.
Deputy Doughton, 1656.
Deputy Doughton, and you winked when you said that, didn't you, sir? And you winked when you said that. Again, say it a little louder.
Deputy Doughton, batch number 1656.
And you, sir?
You're acting like a rational person. Do you take any type of medication or anything like that?
This is where he's trying to say I'm taking drugs, right?
This is now the smut and smear done by Deputy Doughton saying I'm not acting rationally. You have no idea, officer, what is taking place at this point in time, do you?
You're right, I don't.
You don't. And therefore, you don't realize I contacted the DA's office to come down here, set up an appointment to go ahead and do so.
Step away from the door so the can get everything.
Did you say I was blocking the door?
I said step away from the door is what I said.
You know.
Step away from the door so the employee can get in.
Okay.
You're really not acting rationally.
I was about 9 feet away from the door, nowhere even close to blocking the doorway entrance, but they just simply wanted to put this type of intimidation down on the record, right? Here we go.
You're really trying to exasperate this whole situation. So,
exasperate the situation.
You're
we have
the recorder in my face. Is that supposed to intimidate me or something?
Excuse me, officer. Do you see me waving this recorder in his face?
I was careful not to be making any quick moves, so I didn't give anybody a reason to shoot myself and my wife.
But you're nodding your head, yes. Eileen, do you see me waving this recorder
no,
in his face?
I'm holding this beginner, which you were leaning forward and put your name on the tape.
This young little pup officer that was there in training with him, about 15 feet away. I knew I was not waving this handheld recorder around. This senior officer is teaching this young officer how to demean people further.
That's correct. And about, officer, here's the thing. You were saying that this is being exasperated, and you have, let's see, 1, 2, 3 sheriffs here, 2 more on the inside, I believe.
Are you conducting your business here?
No, actually not, because
okay.
I need to speak to this.
Can I go and find out what it is that you guys can... I am merely here to try and mediate this situation without any further prosecution. If they ask me to remove you from this facility, I will remove you from this facility and cite you for trespassing. Is that...
Cite me for trespassing and remove me from the facility. This is the Justice Park. This is the District Attorney's Office. This is public ground, and he's going to cite me for trespassing? This man is a idiot.
It's according to the laws that you can go ahead and do that, but you're acting totally irrationally in what's taking place here.
I
think we've gone ahead and got enough, don't you think, Eileen?
Good thought.
All right. Thank you very much for your intimidations, fine gentlemen here today.
That's great.
I'm intimidating?
You're the one to ask if you can call me Gene. I've been asked if I can go ahead and be strip searched, isn't it? I do have my hands in my pocket, but you just checked my pocket, so you certainly know there is nothing inside my pockets, do you not?
I didn't do any search on you at all.
You did, sir. You grabbed my left ankle, did he not, Eileen?
Yes, Mr.
So your name is Officer. I'm putting my hand in my right pocket again. Now you know, Vermont, what do I have here? I have a penny in my pocket. You both strip search. You whistled again.
Pat search.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a pat search. But you knew I didn't have anything in my pocket, but you still made me...
I don't know what you got.
You want to search me again? Would you like to search me again? Here we go.
Inside the building.
Here we go. He did search me. Eileen, did he search me?
Did he search me, Eileen?
He lifted up your left trouser.
For your recorder, what you just did, walking up to the wall and putting your hands...
Yes, I did. Here, I'm putting my hands up against the wall.
Voluntarily.
Yes, would you like to search me again? Officer? Excuse me. Murphy, would you like to search me again?
Go ahead.
No, sir.
Did you touch my left ankle when I was up against the wall before?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. So you did search me, but you said you didn't, did you? You did search me, correct?
No, sir. I did not.
You didn't search me?
No, sir.
What did you call putting your left hands on my left leg?
I didn't touch your leg. I touched your pant leg.
So you're saying you didn't search me?
No, sir. I did not.
Are you done here?
Yes, I'm done, officers.
Bravo.
There you go.
More mocking by the officers.
Laugh now, gentlemen.
That's right. Laugh now, boys. Now, that footsteps you're hearing, we're walking to our car, and there's three officers following us at that time. Let me get to the next point.
Excuse me, let's see, I have three officers now following me to my car. Come on, fellas, you want to follow me more? Is that it?
No, I'm going in here to get out of the rain.
No, that's not what you said. I see. Okay.
Actually, that man there, that's when it said that he didn't search me. He just grabbed my left pants leg. He's too stupid to get out of the rain.
Are we going the same direction?
I see.
It's with Glenn, right?
Gene.
Gene?
Yes.
Sorry, Gene. I'm just going over here to go to work.
Mocking me. That's exactly what they're doing. And that's what they do to citizens out there inside of our country today. I feel ashamed for the good police officers out there that are listening to this type of treatment that I had. I've already reported this to their Internal Investigations Division bureaus. They were astounded by this. And we're going to proceed to see if we can get those officers thrown off that force or seriously reprimanded. This is a question that I asked my wife when we finally got to our car. Well, first I yelled over to the officers that were still following us.
Excuse me, officers, didn't you make a wrong turn? Don't you work over there? Oh, excuse me. Those three officers continued to trail me to my car. The officer said that he wasn't searching me, even though he admitted that he finally did. Incredible, Eileen? What do you think?
Yeah. Yes, incredible.
Do you feel threatened and harassed?
Yes.
Do you feel you were in danger at that point in time?
Yes.
Thank you. So did I.
These were Santa Clara County sheriffs. Deputy Doughton was probably about 6'3". Deputy Murphy was probably about 5'9", about 300 pounds. These guys were brawny, intimidating individuals. I got in my car with my wife, and I went to the nearest urgent medical care, and I did a drug test, and I did an alcohol test. I had no drugs in me and no alcohol in me. This was intimidation by the police at the direction of a Santa Clara District Attorney's offices at the hands of Mr. Mesman, And why? Because I wanted to have a tape recorder going to record the meeting to make sure that no one could say that I was trying to intimidate anyone. This is AttorneyBusters.com. It can happen to you. Gene 40, come back next week.